your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's going to be a regular show tonight, as it always is. I mean, it's still your show. You can still bring up anything. But things are a little bit different, right, Mark?
Yeah, well, we're here at the Liberty Forum. And I've never it's so many people milling about, having a good time, and talking about things having to do with liberty.
Well, first of all, we should probably mention what the Liberty Forum is. It is a yearly event that's put on by the great people involved in the Free State Project. It started last year, and we had the great honor of attending and broadcasting live from the its initial iteration last year, and it was absolutely a great time. And so it's wonderful, of course, to be back here again. Of course, here is a different place. Last time we were in Concord, New Hampshire, the state capital. And I think it was a Holiday Inn, which, you know, was fine. But things are definitely a little bit nicer this time around, wouldn't you say, Mark? I mean, here we are at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, and we have essentially like a broadcast suite all to ourselves.
Yeah, you know, it's a little lonely right now, but I'm sure it'll fill up shortly. This is clearly a higher end hotel. I mean, than the Holiday Inn we were in previously. I enjoyed that. It was fun. It was, everyone was kind of smooshed together, so people had to talk and that kind of thing.
But people are smooshed right now. They're just not standing in this room. There's a bit of a little get together going on. I don't know if it's a shindig. I don't know if that's the right word. I tend to like that word. But people are
cocktail party.
Right. People are right now. Yes, they are socializing. They are meeting one another, and they're sort of brushing elbows with some libertarian luminaries. So if you're in the Nashua area or anywhere, come on out here to the Liberty Forum. You can still get in. Certainly, I think the price is a little bit more expensive this weekend because if you didn't buy your tickets in advance, but still very reasonable. I think it's like $200 for the entire weekend. If you can only come up for one day or 2 days or whatever, it'll cost you less. So come on out right now tonight. I know that libertarian author F. Paul Wilson is in the building. And we are expecting to actually have him stop by and join us on the program here sometime this hour, Mark. Now, F. Paul Wilson, who is he?
He does the Repairman Jack series, and he also wrote Lenang Chronicles, a very libertarian author, and I enjoy him. He's one of my favorite top 2-3 authors.
So, of course, F. Paul Wilson is here. Our very own Gardner Goldsmith is here. I know I saw him. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, the man behind one of our biggest, I think our biggest advertiser on the show. He's here. And
presidential candidate George Phillies is here.
Okay. And then Ron Paul is going to be here on Sunday.
That's correct. I just saw Dave Ridley from The Ridley Report go by. Michael Hutchinson from Homeland Stupidity?
Nope, that's Michael Hampton.
Hampton, sorry.
From HomelandStupidity.us. So there's so many people here. We could just start naming names off,
right,
as people walk by the studio here. And of course, as I mentioned last night, we do have an open microphone here in the studio. So it is Free Talk Live. You can still call in and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. But since we're on location, Mark, we always have a third mic, and it's always open to anybody that wants to come in and sit in and, say something, because that's what Free Talk Live is about, giving you the opportunity to, as we say, take control of the airwaves. We should go to the phones, though.
Okay.
If you want to throw something in, you should. But
I was just saying that I think we should do some we'll probably do some short interviews.
That's inevitable. I mean, I know we've got Peter Crist from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I think he's lined up for shortly.
Lined him up, yes.
So we will get him on board here in moments, but we're going to go to your phone calls first. Let's talk to Mark in Brazil. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Did I just hear you guys name dropping?
Yeah, well, I guess we were.
No. I have no objection to name dropping people that actually are worthwhile. It's what I can't stand hearing on the radio is the political shows where all they talk about is Senator so and so and Representative whoever. That's the kind of name dropping that makes me sick. I mean, we're a little starstruck here. You have to understand. I mean, there's some big libertarian luminaries in the building.
Sure. I just wanted to plant a thought with you guys with this question. I listen to podcasts, so the other night I was listening to podcasts where you're discussing working within the system or without the system and
sure.
this notion of potentially a schism or conflict, whatever. And I was going to say, you know, if we were smart about it, you actually might find a way for them to work together. And what I was thinking of was, an example was the issue of licensing with, I think, the unlicensed haircutter or manicurist, whatever. The non-politicos, the outside the system people, might go and do the civil disobedience of doing the unlicensed haircut and getting arrested. But and then the political guys, they would follow up with saying, look, isn't this ridiculous if someone gets arrested for getting a haircut? Why don't we change the laws so that this is no longer required? So that
Absolutely.
Way you're both working. Yeah.
No, I completely agree, and that's actually what's going on. That's what's happening in the real world. When we talk about the split between those who are more favoring apolitical action versus political versus politics, it's really more of an intellectual discussion than anything else. They absolutely get along together in real life. There may be a few people out on the fringe of both sides that don't, that are sort of at odds with one another. But I would say 98% of free staters and activists absolutely get along with one another and are working together in the ways that you describe. Mark, do you get that impression?
It seems to be working out that way. I see some potential for problems. Let's hope it goes well.
Mark, any other thoughts?
Well, that's all I had.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hi. What's on your mind tonight?
I had a question about George Phillies, the commercial that you guys play.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why? It's been bothering me for a long time, and for some reason I haven't brought it up. But why does he say he's George Phillies?
I don't know. That's a great
Isn't
question.
Isn't that common, though, with political ads? That they, at the very end, they have to identify themselves and say that
they approve the message.
Right. I mean, isn't that what the law requires?
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. That'd be like me saying, he's Chris from Indianapolis.
No, he says, I'm George Phillies.
He says,
right?
I'm?
Yeah, I believe he says, I'm George Phillies.
He says, he's George Phillies.
I can't say. I don't have the ad in front of me to reference, but I'm pretty sure he says I'm George Phillies.
Yeah,
we would have vetted.
Maybe it was a
like
problem
that.
With audio that you're not getting or something. I don't know.
We would have caught that. I mean,
it's like every single time you guys play it, it's kind of strange.
I will listen to it and see if I can see what you're talking about.
Mark is in charge of the advertising wing of the show, and so if Mark let that slip by, then that's all his fault.
Oh, and hey, Mark, I have a.
I blame Mark.
I have a good idea for what ails you, man.
What's that?
Snowboarding.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell him to take his shirt off.
No. Tell him to go snowboarding. You live in New Hampshire, and it's just...
How is that
going to
help, Mark? He doesn't like it when it's cold and snowy outside. How is that going to assist him?
Well, it's a really good thing to do. I mean, if you're going to live in New Hampshire, then... Ian, you went snowboarding with Julia, right?
Yes, I did, and it was hell because I went down the wrong mountain and I fell about 30 times.
I know where you went, and how did you go down the wrong one? You had to be on the bunny slope.
No, I couldn't control myself. I was trying to get to the bunny slope and accidentally went down like the master hill. And then
how did you get to the master? You had did
it's
you,
right there, man.
No, you had to take a one
Nobody
of those
knows
things
where you're talking about. There's a halfway point. They weren't going all the way up that day, so they only stopped us at the halfway point. So there was a couple hundred feet to go to get to the bunny slope, and I just went down the wrong way. And
that's all the bunny slope, my friend.
No, I'm telling you, it's not.
Okay.
God, fell about 30 times, and it was not the bunny slope.
I fell just as many times on the bunny slope.
No, I only fell about 4 times on the bunny slope.
It's terrible the very first time you go, but like after 2 or 3 times, you get really, really good. So
thank you. I am definitely going to give it another try and stick to the bunny slope only. And I appreciate the encouragement. And Chris, thank you for the call tonight.
I did skiing. I didn't do snowboarding, which, I don't know. Is there much of a difference between these two things?
I don't know. People seem to disagree. Some people say skiing is more difficult. Some people say snowboarding is more difficult. So, I don't know.
Nor do I.
800-259-9231. We are going to be talking to one of the men behind law enforcement against prohibition here in moments. Peter Crist, I believe one of the founders. We'll find out more with him and your calls as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. On location tonight, not something we do very often, but when we do, it's usually a very special occasion. And in this case, it is the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Last year was a tremendous success. This year, it always is already looking, Mark, like another tremendous success. Have we not heard that the numbers are bigger this
right,
year?
Right. I was just going to say that the numbers are bigger as far as registrations, and so I can only expect that, therefore, they'll have more walk-ins. Americans, more people, more speakers, more of everything.
Excellent, excellent. And speaking of the speakers, we're hoping to manage to wrangle a few of them over here tonight, even though really the forum hasn't really kicked into full swing yet. Tonight's
right.
sort of like a social evening. People are just hanging out, they're
right.
chatting.
There's going to be no no speakers tonight. There's none of the booths are set up. This is all a cocktail party and people getting to know each other and people arriving at different times.
Exactly, and I'd like to take a moment. I mean, we can talk more later about what's going to be happening with the forum tomorrow and all weekend long, but we should really get to our guest who's sitting here. And again, the numbers here are available, so if you've got a question for any of the guests we have on tonight, 800-259-9231. They are all headphoned up, and they will be able to hear you. So I want to introduce the man behind, the original, the man who created the concept of law enforcement against prohibition. His name is Peter Crist. And Peter, welcome to Free Talk Live. How are you tonight? Oh, I should turn on your microphone. That would help, right? There we go. Let's try that.
They're trying to silence me already. They invite me in here. They stick earphones on my head. Then they turn my mic off. What kind of a world is this?
Welcome to the program. Now, you were the original idea.
Yeah, I had the idea for I retired from law enforcement in 1989, and I got involved in the drug policy reform movement, and I felt that a voice from law enforcement speaking out on this issue and around the failure of prohibition would be a strong voice.
Yes.
But I also knew that I wasn't the guy to run the organization. So I talked about it all through the 90s with some people. And then in 1999, I met a guy by the name of Jack Cole, who's our executive director. He's a retired New Jersey State Trooper.
He was here last year, as a matter of fact.
Yes, he was. And he said that he was stupid enough to run it. So
a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. It is a lot of work. And In 2002, MPP, Marijuana Policy Project, came along with an offer of $50,000 for anybody that wanted to start a law enforcement group. Jack got a hold of me. We got a hold of some other people, Howard Wildridge, John Gator, and a couple other people, and we decided to put together a proposal. We got the grant, and we started.
Now, I know you're mentioning all these names. Most of our listeners probably don't know.
Right.
I know. I recognize Howard Wildridge. He's the guy that rode across the country on horseback.
Twice.
Twice, okay.
Yeah, went both ways.
And it was to promote law enforcement against prohibition.
Well, the first time was on kind of on his own, and that's when he was still wearing the Cops Say Legalize Pot T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The second time he was wearing the proper T-shirt, which is Cops Say Legalize Drugs T-shirt.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I love about you guys, is you don't just stop at the marijuana.
Oh,
you
no.
go. You're serious about getting rid of prohibition entirely. I would imagine also of prohibition of gambling and prostitution.
Well, that we are. In fact, when we came up with the name for the organization, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, we jokingly said to each other, "Well, we end this drug war." But that doesn't mean we have to go away.
Right.
Okay, because there's still other prohibitions.
So this is your first issue, then?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, it's basically the premise. I mean, and it's fundamental, that right down to the pinpoint, is law enforcement is a unique profession in our society. Now, everybody's in a unique profession. I understand
sure.
that because we're all different in the things we do. But the thing about law enforcement is we were set up to protect people from each other.
That's originally.
Yes, that's what we were designed to do. And because of that, we were granted a power that no other institution is given within our governmental system, and that is the right to use force up to and including deadly physical force against our own citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Military isn't allowed to do that. It's only law enforcement is allowed to. And the reason why we were granted that power is because they realized that in order for us to do that job of protecting people from each other, it was at times going to take force to do that. If people are fighting, it takes force to separate them.
Sure.
Then, for a lot of different reasons, we slowly drifted into the world of also doing things to protect people from themselves.
Right.
Now, this is a function, in my mind, of family, church, education, and the healthcare system. None of those, I would like to point out, do we grant the right to use force to. Okay, but these are the people who want to do this. So our first example of what should have ended this drug war before it ever started was alcohol prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
We decided for all kinds of good reasons that we were going to simply save this society from the terrible damages that alcohol does by simply banning it. And this is a little known fact. Alcohol prohibition worked. I don't know how many people really realize that.
What do you mean when you say that?
Well, what I mean is from the 1920 when it started until 1925, we consumed less alcohol in this society than we ever have in our history. Now, by 26, that number started going up.
Now, where do they get those numbers from, though? I mean, are we asking people and hoping they'll respond honestly?
Well, all kinds of different ways to survey. I heard the guy say to me that anybody that's quoting a survey done before 1940 is purely guesswork. But we have some idea on what's out there and what's going on. Now, the reason why it worked for those first 4 years isn't because everybody quit drinking. It's because it took 4 years for the underground marketplace to get set up and running.
Oh,
By 1930, which was 3 years before we ended Prohibition, we were consuming more alcohol in this society than we were consuming before Prohibition started.
And so, it's my understanding that we also currently consume more liquor than we did before Prohibition was put in place because people consumed more brewed alcohols at that
time.
Well,
that's very interesting. Some of the successes, if you want to call these successes, of alcohol prohibition, well, we started alcohol prohibition in 1920. The last study done, we primarily consumed alcohol in this society by drinking beer and wine.
Right.
Okay. After Prohibition ended in 1933, and until about 1971, we were primarily a hard whiskey drinking society.
Now, that's interesting because it parallels what goes on in the world of illegal drugs today.
Crack cocaine is a product of drug prohibition, not a product of desires of the people that are using it.
Yep.
And what you get, it's called the iron hand of prohibition. What you get is stronger, more potent things when you have a prohibitionary thing. The reason why we switched to hard whiskey from wine and beer wasn't because our tastes changed. It's because the gangsters, the bootleggers, got more bang for the buck out of hard whiskey than they did. And I'll tell you another little interesting statistic or a little interesting fact about alcohol prohibition. It wiped out our domestic wine production business in this country.
Hmm.
It didn't start the wine production, you know, vineyards and all that stuff.
Right.
That didn't start coming back until the late 60s, early 70s. And now we're back pretty much even with the rest of the world as far as wine production goes. But the reason why it works so well against wine production is in that bootleg economy, you didn't have the time to wait for the grapes to grow and then for the wine.
Sure.
You wanted something you could get from the bathtub to the bottle and out on the shelf and sell it so you could get more money in your pocket.
Absolutely. Wine's not going to make any more money.
Exactly. And when you see that we shifted back in 71, and now we're to a point that the hard liquor industry in this country is now advertising. And the reason they're advertising is because they've lost so much of market share. Because when you leave our species alone, we don't like high potency drugs. We like them blended in our, I don't know, Coca-Cola?
Yeah. That's an interesting point. Peter, I want you to stick around if you have the time,
sure.
Because this conversation is just getting started. This is one of my favorite issues. It is so important, so critical. People need to understand why ending Prohibition is a really great idea. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. By the way, big thanks to the good people over at SACL CAI. They have put on a wonderful little Thursday evening affair here at the 2008 Liberty Forum. It's going on right now. I wish we could be there, Mark, but we can't because we have responsibilities.
There's some speeches going on, some cocktails being imbibed, some hors d'oeuvres being enjoyed. Did you get to see the Free Talk Live iPod? The limited edition.
I have not yet seen that. I was actually looking for SACL CAI's phone number.
It was very, very attractive. I enjoyed taking a look at it. So,
Mark, why don't you go dig up the live reads for tonight? 800-259-9231. We're sitting here with a distinguished guest. His name is Peter Crist. He is the man who came up with the idea for law enforcement against prohibition. You're one of the original four horsemen. Was it four of them? Four people?
Yeah, four. Actually, there was five.
Five.
The other one is not. He was only with us for a short time, and then he had some other stuff come up in his personal life that he had to leave for. So.
When was this? It was back in the early 90s?
2002.
Oh, okay.
Is when
that
we first
new?
Started this. Yeah.
I'm so shocked that it's such a new organization, and yet you've made a splash.
Well, we haven't. They say 5 to 7 years. Is that the golden thing for like a new business or something like that?
Yeah. It's been about 5 years.
If you make it 5 to 7 years, you're probably going to be around for a while,
right.
And usually if you're going to fold up. So we're creeping up on 6 years now, so we got another year to go to see if we're going to last.
Well, been around as long as you have then. Free Talk Live's been on the air for 5 years. So,
yeah, in 2002.
You know, there's so much history. We could sit here and talk drug war history with you, I'm sure, for the next hour. Inevitably, we are probably going to have to do something else at some point tonight. So I think we should talk a little more about law enforcement against prohibition.
Okay.
And what is the mission of the organization?
Well, when the idea first came to me, first off, I knew that there was – I'm a retired police captain. I spent 20 years in law enforcement. And I knew there was a lot of feeling, underground feeling, within the profession against this policy of prohibition of
drugs.
You say
underground because people, they're going to get retaliated against by some administrators if they talk about it,
right? It can happen. For instance, today, I went into police work. I started on the job in 1969. And before I went into police work, I had made my peace with prohibition. I had decided that this drug war was a dismal failure and it was never going to work. In order to give it
before you went into police
before work. I went into police work. So that shows you what kind of a hypocrite I am. Okay, I didn't think this was a good idea, and then I went out and did it anyways.
Okay,
I made a promise to myself when I first got on the job that I would put all my old feelings on the back burner. And I was a young guy, 22 years old. Maybe I don't understand,
right,
whatever.
Let's see.
Give it a fair
see.
Shot. You know, by the time I was on the job 5 years, I was positive I was right when I walked in the door. This is stupid. So I talked with my peers internally about this issue. Every time we'd make a drug bust, I'd say, this isn't our job. I don't know what we're doing this for. No, I did it because my daddy, I had two great parents, and they had a lot of advice for me. One of my father's big pieces of advice, he was big on honor and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that you decide you're going to do something before you take the man's money. Once you've accepted the money, you're not deciding if you're going to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to do it because you took the money for it. Well, I took my oath. I took my oath, and I said I would enforce these laws, so I did it. I didn't start speaking out publicly on this issue until after I retired. Then I spoke up publicly because I had a career. Now, if I was speaking out publicly on it when I was a patrol officer, I don't think they would have seen fit to promote me to lieutenant or captain.
Sure.
Okay.
We know a guy here in New Hampshire.
Bradley Jardis.
Brad Jardis.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
9 years on the job.
Right. And now he's speaking out against the war on drugs.
Exactly, which is extremely heroic. Those are the, in my opinion, those are the true people that should be praised and are heroes.
Absolutely.
Are the ones that are on the job and still and willing to speak out.
I find him to be so brave. And, in fact, he's going to be here. I don't know. Are you speaking Saturday?
I'm speaking on Friday.
Friday.
And I believe he's going to introduce me when I do the introduction, which I consider it an honor to have him introduce
Absolutely.
Me.
He's a great guy.
I met him down in New Orleans for the first time. In fact, I liked what he did with McCain and the...
I don't know
if you saw that.
Yeah,
that,
where he caught him, bird dogged him, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Bradley Jardis, again, he's been in the policing business for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's come out against prohibition, and indeed he has, I think, felt a little bit of heat from his administrators as a result. How many of your members are like him? How many have that, you know, that level of courage versus, you know, how many are retired?
Most are retired. Most of the people
95%.
That we have, yeah, I would say probably about 95%. We also have what we call stealth membership, and there's a lot of our currently working members mm-hmm. that are in that stealth area. We
so they might
those
be sending
out.
You some money then.
Yeah, and just their support that we know they're there and stuff
right.
like that. But they have careers. They have families sure. to feed. They have things to do, and I can understand that. You know, it's I don't misunderstand me. I'm sure there's people sitting at home right now listening to this and grinding their teeth and saying, how can they be such hypocrites to do this anyway? But this is the reality of life. This is the way life is. We have responsibilities we have to take care of and so on and so forth. So it's, just the way it is. So it's, but we have many, many, many people that former law enforcement, former military drug enforcement people. In fact, one of our board of directors who just passed away, he left the board about 6 months. He had cancer and he just died. His name was Eddie Ellison. And he ran the narcotics division for Scotland Yard over in England.
Wow.
John,
that's incredible.
John Gator, who was one of our original board members, was one of the ones that, with myself and Jack Cole and Howard Wilbridge, founded this group, is still employed with the Niagara Regional Parks Police up in Canada. So he's still on the job every day, another one of the heroes that's out there working every day but speaking out against this policy.
Amazing. How can people who are at home right now, who may not have any ties whatsoever to law enforcement, and, of course, law enforcement that might be listening as well.
Mm-hmm.
How can both of those groups get involved? How can they help law enforcement against prohibition?
Well, one of the things they can do, the simplest thing they can do is go to our website, which is, do we still have to say www?
No, I never say that. I just don't think anybody. There are some websites that are configured in such a way that if you don't put the W's in, it won't work. But it's very few and far between.
Okay, well, we're leap.cc.
Right.
And the least that they can do if they agree with our position is go to that website and sign up, put their name on our mailing list. Right now we're at a little bit over 9,000 members, and anybody can be a member of LEAP. In order to be a speaker for LEAP,
membership fee?
No membership fee. In order to be a speaker for LEAP, you have to be from law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime we have a speaker out, there's always somebody that has law enforcement credentials. They spend time on the job, wearing the suit, so on and so forth. But anybody can be a member. The other way they can help us is we are a 501c3, which means we're a tax-deductible organization, and they can give us money. It costs us to put a speaker on the road for a week. just a couple little background things. Our speakers do not get paid. We do not pay our speakers. It's volunteer time on theirs. But we cover all their expenses. So when they're traveling, we pay hotels, we pay their travel expenses, whatever it costs to travel. It costs us between $1,000 to $1,500 to have a speaker out on the road for a week going out doing presentations and stuff like that. So, and that money has to come from somewhere. And it's funny being part of a 501c3. It's the first time in my life that I've told people how successful we are by telling them how much money we spent instead of how much we got, you know.
Now, I'm sure you meet people that say, law enforcement against prohibition, and they find out that you're a captain in the police department.
Yeah.
How do you tell them that it makes sense, that, you know, getting rid of prohibition, drug prohibition, makes sense? I mean, a lot of people don't think about this in their day-to-day life. They don't do drugs, and it doesn't affect them. So why do they care?
Well, I fall back on our old friend George Santayana.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, he was a philosopher back in the early part of the 20th century, and he's the one that made the famous quote, and I'm sure you've heard the quote, "Those that do not know their past are condemned to relive it."
I have heard that.
Well, everybody that I talk to on this issue knows about alcohol prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
They also know how...
We were taught about that in school.
Exactly.
Bad.
Exactly. And the thing is that we have created all kinds of myths about a lot of things. One of the things that I make very clear to people is we did not re-legalize alcohol in 1933 because some new scientific study came out and told us that, oh, my goodness, we were wrong about alcohol. You know, it's really wonderful stuff. You should give it to your babies as soon as they're born. Sorry we made this terrible. That isn't why we legalized alcohol. We knew in 1933 that alcohol was just as dangerous as we knew it was in 1920 when we started prohibition. But what we learned in 13 short years is
alcohol
did not create Al Capone. Prohibition of alcohol created Al Capone, and I'll finish it up when
Great.
We come back.
More on the way here, 800-259-9231. If you've got a question, Peter Crist is here with us from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Dial on in right now. It's Free Talk Live.
Can I just talk about this stuff?
Boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them. They're completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. If you have a question for our guest, Peter Crist from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, recommend you get on the phones now because he will be with us probably right up to the end of the hour. And then we'll be talking with libertarian author F. Paul Wilson in hour number two, and I know you're excited about that.
I am.
Peter, you were getting into the reasons why, or the reason why alcohol prohibition was ended, and you just started to,
right.
to point that out.
What I finished up with is that it only took us 13 years to learn that alcohol did not create Al Capone, and the gangster thugs that it took care of that marketplace. What created that was our choice of a policy of prohibition. That's what created the underground marketplace.
Ensuring the black market profits.
Exactly.
Thousands of percentages.
And giving us no control over it and getting the gangsters off control. And we learned that no matter how many of these gangsters we put in jail, we legalized alcohol in 33. Al Capone went to prison in 32.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was always somebody else to fill that position. All we ever created was a job opening because there was just too much money in it. And that's the phenomenon that we're involved in today with the drug prohibition.
Yes.
We're seeing exactly the same thing. 75% of our quote-unquote drug-related violence in our society, 75% of that is people fighting over the marketplace. You know, it's interesting.
That's amazing.
One of the complaints that I have, because you always have to pick on the press. When you got any kind of an issue, pick on the press, all right? Because they're always at fault for something. And my argument with the press is this term, drug-related shooting. You know, when you read that in the paper, drug-related shooting, three people found dead in an apartment, apparent drug-related shooting.
It makes it sound like someone got high and shot somebody.
Exactly, that the drugs caused it. I did my research on this through the Internet. And I look back at all articles written after February 14th, 1929, about an event that happened in a garage in Chicago, Illinois. It was called the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Seven people mowed down in a garage. Not one person that I read, not one reporter, reported that as an alcohol-related shooting. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, that was the product that they were involved in, just like drugs are the product that these gangsters are involved in today. But they all knew it was a prohibition-related shooting. In fact, there was a newspaper reporter in Chicago back in the mid-20s, and he was writing about Al Capone, and he said, Al Capone doesn't kill people because he's drunk. Al Capone kills people because they get between him and his money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the phenomenon that we see going on today. These drugs And we all know their names, so I don't have to go through them. Methamphetamine, marijuana, crack cocaine. These drugs have so much potential to do harm that they must be regulated and controlled. And we today in America are choosing a policy of total deregulation and total decontrol of this whole marketplace. The Food and Drug Administration does not decide the purity of the heroin sold on the streets of America. The thugs do. They do not, the state legislature does not set the age limits on who's going to buy these things. The thugs do. The zoning board doesn't determine the distribution points for these products. The thugs do. And because the thugs pay no taxes, we don't know where they're spending their money.
Now, I can see how that would be motivating to the average person when they think about it, the FDA regulating these things and the zoning board deciding where they'd be sold and that kind of thing. But heroin was legal at one point in the United States, and I don't think the FDA even existed at that point. And so somehow we managed to provide, you know, somebody provided heroin to the marketplace, and they did it in a relatively pure form, and a 7-year-old could go to the drugstore.
Well, that would be the area, I think, that we're going to find some disagreement between Free Talk Live and maybe law enforcement against prohibition. I don't really want to get into an argument over
wondering
this.
What he had to say
but,
to
but
it.
But it seems to me that that bureaucrats making decisions isn't really that much better than thugs. And I think that the marketplace and the people that are manufacturing these products under controlled conditions in a free competitive marketplace would do a fine job on their own without regulation.
It's very nice to go and grab the let's do away with the regulation and everything, but we all agree that we need some form of regulation. For instance, if I sell you a gallon of gasoline for $3,
yeah,
and you pour it in your car,
mm-hmm.
okay, and your car blows up because it wasn't gasoline, it was something else, and I lied to you when I sold it to you, you're going to have, if we're going to have a safe society, some legal recourse to come back to me to get some addressing of your grievance against me.
A tort system.
Because if we don't have that, then the only other choice you have is to take a baseball bat and hunt me down and go find me someplace.
Right.
Okay?
I agree with you there.
At some point, we need some kind of balance. Now, whether we extend that balance into something like the Food and Drug Administration that merely make sure that the purity is as stated on the bottle and so on and so forth, whether it's that way or it's done purely through a civil tort system in some other way, that's an argument that we will have for a long time
sure,
in society.
Sure. I look forward to having that argument once, because I agree either one of those situations is going to be preferable to what we have today.
Any form of a regulated control marketplace is better than what we got now.
Right. Yeah, whether it's the FDA or, in my case, I prefer Consumer Reports be doing that. That way we don't all have to be forced to pay for it.
That's fine.
So that's just one other option. Now, so Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, the website is leap.cc, LEAP.cc.
Right.
You have speakers, and
yep.
so theoretically, if somebody's putting an event together of some sort, they can get in touch with you guys and bring someone
up. We do 90% of our engagements are at Rotary Clubs, Kiwanis Clubs, Lions Clubs. That's
great.
Where we do most of our speaking at. And what I like about those venues are when I'm at a Rotary Club, nobody at that Rotary Club is there to hear me. They came because it's the weekly Rotary meeting.
Right,
and I just happen to be the speaker. And also,
networking or something like that.
And also, these are people that are involved in their community. They're people that understand the concept of volunteerism.
Right.
They're people that understand the concept of donation.
They're movers and shakers.
Exactly. And my average overall, and I've done over 1,000 presentations on this issue, my general average is 25-30% of the people I speak to at those kind of venues sign up with LEAP at the end
wow.
of the presentation.
Huh.
And I have learned the big lesson is once you separate in somebody's mind the two problems that we have called, I call it the drug monolith. We've created this monolith we call the drug problem. We hear about an overdose someplace or some addict neglecting their family. We say that's the drug problem. Then we hear a shooting, three people mowed down on the street. We say that's the drug problem. Once you get people to understand that there's two problems here, one problem is the drug problem, very serious problem, the use and abuse of these dangerous substances, and I do not minimize
sure.
that. That's one problem. The other problem is not the drug problem, but the prohibition problem, the underground violence problem. That accounts for, as I said earlier, 75% of that violence. Now, we're not going to eliminate violence from our society no matter what we do, but if we can do something that's going to take 75%. Well, when I was talking about alcohol prohibition before, you can go to the Federal Bureau of Justice Statistics,
mm-hmm.
and you look at the homicide rate in America, and you see that it was at a certain level in 1920. Yeah. By 1933, it was at the highest level it reached, and it climbed steadily all during the period of Prohibition. By 1938, it was back down to the level it was before Prohibition started.
Amazing.
Now, I want to point out something about 1938. We had legal alcohol from 33 on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So alcohol was all over the place. The drug that has the closest relationship with violence,
yeah,
alcohol.
Absolutely true.
And two, we were in the deepest, darkest period of the Depression. We had a lot of people angry in this country. So you would think, everything being equal, alcohol available, a lot of angry people, man, the homicide rate should have went up. But that bone that they were killing themselves over, that prohibitionary bone that they were killing themselves over, that was taken out of the sequence. And that's why the homicide rate went up.
You know, I was just sort of wondering, I wonder why in 34 it didn't drop immediately, like a stone, and I can kind of see that it was the Depression and that kind of thing.
And then not only that, but it took, in fact, the bootleggers still made a good living in this country up until about 38. Because like at the beginning when Prohibition worked for that first 4 years, it took about 4 or 5 years for the legitimate alcohol
the
distribution. Exactly,
right.
And until then, the bootleggers filled the void.
Yeah, well, people want their alcohol, they're going to get it somehow.
And they are going to get it.
So and they were legal, but they were just sort of... They were all you had for distribution.
We're in that gray. We're right. In that gray area. What
okay.
Do you do?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. That's what people need to come to understand is that it doesn't matter how draconian the laws are. And there are some countries where it's the death penalty.
Absolutely.
For dealing
in
drugs.
Fact, that's funny you say that. I have people come up to me and they say, "Well, you know what they do to you in Saudi Arabia if they catch you with drugs?" And my answer is, "Yeah, they take you down to the middle of the town, they chop your head off." Yeah, that's right. And my answer is, call me crazy, but when I think of countries that I want America to be more like.
Saudi Arabia.
Not one of my first picks. You know?
Brilliant.
And they still have people addicted to drugs in Saudi Arabia.
And that's the other point I was going to make. And I also then add that every year they chop people's heads off for drugs. You know why they do it every year? Because it doesn't work. If it worked, everybody else would see that head run through the courtyard, end of the drug
always
problem.
Always someone
problem.
New to fill their
always.
Shoes. Peter,
always.
Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thanks for sharing your audience.
Keep up the great work. We love law enforcement against prohibition. We're always happy to give you guys some attention on the show. And enjoy the rest of the Liberty Forum.
Oh, yeah.
Well, more on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats, but I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.